Please call the communications number, item number 85.
Mayor, I apologize for being late for the roll call. If I could be noted as present.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Carla.
Commissioner Fish has arrived. Duly noted. Thank you, Commissioner. 853.
Request of Kristen Bowling to address council regarding police accountability and community rights.
Good morning.
My name is Kristen Bowling, and I represent Empower Portland. This is the fourth time a member of our group has addressed council this year. Council members and Mayor Wheeler, I am here today to submit that the City of Portland is conducting a campaign of terror against activists. The dictionary definition of terror is the use of violence and threats to intimidate or coerce, especially for political purposes, and that certainly describes what is happening to us right now. I also submit to you that in addition to the members of our community that have already lost their lives at the hands of white supremacists and police in the past year, the logical result of this campaign of terror is, one, the ruining of lives with long prison sentences on trumped-up politically motivated felony charges, and two, the death or permanent maiming of one or more of the defenders of this community that you see before you today. You're allowing our rights and protections to be dismantled while we are simultaneously targeted by a violent and completely unchecked police force. How else could this possibly end without effective resistance on the part of our elected officials? People in this audience today have been repeatedly assaulted by chemical and impact weapons on Portland streets. An ever-expanding arsenal is deployed earlier in an event in the context of conflicting instructions without escape routes and used indiscriminately against anyone and everyone. Empower Portland's Nate Cohen addressed you back in April with a detailed report on the dangers of the weapons being used then, and it's only gotten worse. At the same time, police are increasingly targeting neutral observers that are there to ensure public safety and accountability. Street medics, journalists, legal observers, and cop watchers have all been assaulted, harassed, and detained this year at street events. The attacks on these protections is a particularly salient harbinger of fascism. Combined with the wholly inadequate and politically biased medical response by Portland Fire at crowd events, we are losing the last line of protections we have to preserve our rights and access the medical attention we need when police attack us. EMTs in riot gear ride the rails with cops, their faces covered and uniforms barely distinguishable, while we wash the chemical weapons out of the eyes of our comrades. Don't be fooled. Militarized medics were never what Empower Portland asked for. I also submit that this campaign serves the political purpose of maintaining a racist status quo, since Portland area law enforcement targets left protesters while protecting and colluding with the racist right. Why else would police stand with their backs to right-wing white supremacist militia while assaulting the left with chemical weapons? Why else would PPB conduct a training to recruit the right to collect intelligence on the left on 82nd Avenue before their march of terror through the heart of the immigrant community? Add to this the increasing surveillance of activists through drones, constant police filming, the infiltration of crowds, and an officer whose job is to do nothing but follow up on surveillance after protests, and the logical result is the increasing individual detainment, assault, arrest, and overcharging of individual activists, often weeks or months after an incident. How else can we explain these things but to conclude that there is a campaign of terror against us designed to suppress dissent and dissuade us from confronting those that threaten our community? Commissioners and Mayor Wheeler, you must stand with us to reverse this trend, this campaign of terror. We implore you. The activists before you right now love this city like no other. We are defending it with our liberty, our sanity, and our very lives. You must do more. Please stand to defend us by taking any of the actions I have listed in the email I will send to your office this afternoon. The liberty and future of our very city is at stake, for what befalls those on the margins is indeed what is in store for us all.
Thank you for your testimony. We appreciate it. Next item.